Greetings, vibrant viewers. The Lunar New Year is a heartwarming time of year for many people worldwide. Celebrants enjoy the comfort of returning home to see family, eating delicious food together, and sharing good news. There's nothing like storytelling to make the holidays even more wonderful. On today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, we'll take a look at some of the stories related to the Lunar New Year from China, Korea, and Ao Lạc, or Vietnam. Our first story explains the origins of the animal zodiac and is believed to have come from China. However, similar versions are also found in Ao Lạc's or Vietnamese and Korean cultures. The animal zodiac is a very popular method used to indicate the years in China, Korea, and Ao Lạc. People in these countries use similar 12 animal totems to represent each year over a 12-year cycle. By contrast, the 12 signs in the Western zodiac represent the months of the year, according to the position of different constellations. The origins of the Eastern zodiac can be traced to 3,000 years ago. Calendars of the ancient civilizations were based on countless observations of seasonal changes and astrological movements. The ancient Chinese people's knowledge of the astrological calendar, combined with their belief in animal totems, created the animal zodiac. Due to its philosophy, the Eastern zodiac has generated much interesting folklore over thousands of years. The 12 animal zodiac signs appear in the following order: rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, ram, monkey, rooster, dog, and boar. People may wonder, why these 12 particular animals, and why in this particular order? The fascinating story of their origin is as follows.
I will choose 12 animals from amongst you. Those who are chosen will take turns to be king for a year and take care of all the animals for me.
Choose me! I'm most qualified!
Choose me!
I'm most qualified!
Quiet! I will hold a race, which will include a river crossing. You must have the ability as well as the wisdom to complete this contest. I will choose the first 12 animals that finish the race.
I'm in trouble! I'm a really bad swimmer! Huh! I am not afraid of water! No problem for me!
I can't make it on my own! What should I do?
I know!
Even though we are able to cross the river, it's safer to have company. What do you say that we swim together?
Ooh! This river is dangerous for small creatures like us!
Please let me ride your raft. When we reach the shore, I'll let you go in front of me.
You guys go first. We're almost there. I can swim there by myself.
Mamma mia! There's a river ahead. Maybe I should just give up now.
Too bad. We wasted so much time.
Don't worry. Grab my feelers, and I'll take you across. Thank you so much. I'm good at finding the best herbal medicine. When we reach the other side of the river, I'll find you some. I guarantee that you'll be revitalized, so that you can catch up to other animals.
The above story tells us that everyone has his or her own special qualities to be cherished and respected. In Korea, in the days before modern machines, every Lunar New Year would be a time to make holiday rice cakes by hand. A large wooden hammer would be used to pound the white rice dough. This would then be made into delicious rice cakes of all shapes, sizes, and colors. There is an ancient Korean story about a poor old man who had very white hair. His love in life was his instrument, the zither-like gamungo, to which he would pour out all his feelings of both the sorrow and joys of life. One day, the old man and his wife could hear the sounds of the neighbors pounding their rice dough for their New Year's feast. The old man's wife said, "We don't have any rice to make rice cakes. How are we to spend the Lunar New Year?" The old man replied, "Life and death is heaven's will. So is a person's wealth or fame. We cannot stop it from coming, nor can we stop it from leaving. But why do you despair, my love? I shall console you with my music." With that, he took his gamungo and began to make the sounds of the kneading of rice cake with a wooden hammer. Since then, the piece he played was passed on and came to be known simply as the Miller's Song. Please stay tuned for more Lunar New Year stories when we return. You're watching A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. In Alaxis or Vietnamese culture, there is the belief that each family must ensure that the kitchen god, or Ông Táo, ascends to see the Jade Emperor and makes a good report on the family's activities during the previous year. They will hold a dinner on the 23rd day of the 12th month of the lunar calendar in his honor. In addition to having the meal to please him, this is a send-off party for him, as it will take a week for him to complete his journey to see the Jade Emperor. Often sweets made of sticky rice, such as porridge and cone-shaped cookies, are prepared to offer to Ông Táo so as to assure only sweet words about the family members will be said. There are various versions of the story regarding the vehicle that Ông Táo rides to reach the abode of the Jade Emperor. Some say that he rides on a horse, while others believe he sits on the back of a wonderful bird, such as a crane. Still others say he is seated on the back of a carp with golden scales. As such, the family will burn paper versions of these vehicles, as well as clothing, so that the kitchen god will be properly equipped for his voyage. Supreme Master Ching Hai has told a valuable traditional story from Ao Lạc or Vietnam that is related to the Lunar New Year.
So in Vietnam, there was a king long time ago, huh? He was very, very wise. And he has sons, you know, many sons. And they are very nice and virtuous, yeah? And very faithful, very filial. So the king has a difficult time to choose which one of his sons to succeed him after he passed away. He kept thinking all the time. And then he came up to an idea. He said, "Okay, all of you should go out into the world and bring back whatever you think is the best for my next birthday next year. And whoever bring the most treasured things home, that prince shall be the next king." So the king sent them out into the world to test them. So four of them went out, and then after a year or so, they came back, each one with some wonder of the universe, yeah? Some bring the biggest diamond you have ever seen, yeah? And some brought the highest quality of pearl that no one would ever thought exist. Yeah? And the other would bring a treasure, you know, that beyond imagination. And only the fourth, the youngest one, he didn't bring anything at all. But he came home and he started to bake this cake. And inside, he put all kind of vegetable and stuff, yeah? To symbolize that the earth has sustained all this. You know, he make figure of human and pigs and, you know, animals and vegetable, and just to symbolize the life on earth. He offered the cake, which he learned from some peasant, yeah, in his own country. And he made it himself with his hand, with all his love and filiality. And then he offered it to his father. He said, yes, father, this is the most precious thing that I have found during 1 year of journeying everywhere in the world. And they say, my son, is this the treasure? So now the prince say, the most treasure I have found is in here, within this palace, because you and mother, your majesties, are my treasure. There's no other treasure that I could find in the whole world to compare to this. Therefore, I have not brought back anything, because I find anything else is not worthy to bring it back to you, because you are the best treasure that ever happened to my life. Therefore, I have made this cake just to symbol of your greatness. Yeah? The cake is the shape of the earth. Yeah? And the other cake is the shape of heaven, of the sky, that symbolize the unconditional, boundless love of parents, of father and mother, like the earth and the sky, which nourish, protect, and sustain all beings without ever counting the blessing, yeah, or counting their love or their service to their children. So I thought parents are the only, the most cherished treasure that anyone could ever wish for. So I make the cake just to symbolize that treasure. And inside there are, you know, all beings and vegetation which the earth sustains. It's just like parents, yeah, protecting, loving, nourishing their children. Just like the sky, boundless like the sky, you know, limitless like the earth. That is you, my parents, my king and my queen. And I make this cake so that to express my gratitude and to let all the people know how great you are and how, what a treasure you are. So the king and the queen were so touched. Of course, he got the kingdom. Nowadays, we already know that the earth is not square. But nevertheless, in New Year, we still eat the square cake, glutinous cake, and we still make this to symbolize the boundless, unconditional love of parents.
On this Lunar New Year, please take time to appreciate and enjoy all that is precious in your lives. May the Year of the Ox herald love and respect between all beings on our sacred earth. Thank you for joining us on today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. Now please stay tuned for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, right after Noteworthy News. We wish all viewers of Supreme Master Television abundant good fortune in the coming year.
Thank you.